V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
I have prayed for you. Luke 22, verse 32. Luke 22, verse 31 and 32 says, "Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Are you involved in things you never thought yourself capable of doing? You never thought you would cheat, steal, and lie to get ahead. You never thought you would become jealous and resentful of someone else's success. You never thought you would neglect or mistreat your friends. You never thought you would get hooked on pornography. You never thought you would become addicted to drugs or alcohol. You're not alone. Peter swore that he would never deny Jesus, but he did. And not just once, but repeatedly. Did Peter love the Lord? Absolutely. But because he was weak, he turned his back on him. What a load of guilt to carry. No wonder he went out and wept bitterly. But Jesus knew in advance it would happen and told Peter that he would be praying for him. Here is an amazing thought. When you sin, Jesus prays for you. Hebrews 7 verse 25 says, "Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." Picture this, you're struggling with a sinful habit, while at the same time, Jesus presents his cleansing blood to the Father and petitions him for help and mercy on your behalf. Will Jesus' prayers on your behalf be answered? Of course. And like Peter, however long it takes, he will work with you until you're restored.
The word for today, as featured in V180 Magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.